Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Lee, actor Rob Reiner, just the latest to say democracy is being taken away from us, quote unquote. We only have about a year left. We have to stop the out of control dictator Trump.
Well, I would refer to him as Meathead, but I'm not so sure too many people remember that from All in the Family. That's what his father-in-law always called him.
Yeah, he is a meathead. Meanwhile, the governor Pritzker, seeing Trump administration trying to make Chicago a war zone. These people act like ICE, or, you know, before that they were called the INS, has never been there.
Right.
And this is new. Nobody's ever enforced immigration law before. Yeah. If you notice, a lot of the violent protesters, they're very young. They don't remember. My first job was for Shellco. I got it through like one of those placement agencies out of college. I just needed a job. It was for Shellco, a big industrial scale commercial builder in Charlotte. And I remember the INS would show up. The illegals would, even then, there were some on the site, still mostly Americans working the site, but the illegals that were there, they would go running across the highway, and sometimes they'd get hit by cars running from the INS.
Yeah.
My point is, they were running from the INS.
Yeah.
It was called the INS then. Now it's ICE and Border Patrol. This idea that Trump's doing radical fascist things. What is he doing? Well, he's rounding up not just illegal immigrants, but the most violent ones, over 1,000 of them, from the Chicago area alone. Lee, this is amazing. I can't emphasize this enough. These 1,000 are not just regular guys going to work at the Home Depot or something looking to be picked up. These are violent. Their records are unbelievable. Murder, rape, methamphetamine trafficking, weapons trafficking, drug trafficking, fentanyl trafficking. I mean, like on and on and on and on. Assault. They're out. They're walking around. J.B. Pritzker, the head of that state, is pretending, and there's so much pretend here, that this is just, you know, this is just, he's just going after brown and black people. Well, when he's doing what? Oh, taking back that apartment complex Trende Aragua took over? Oh, well, that sounds like a little more than that. And Prince Chris says, no, that's just PR. They're just making it up. It's not really happening. Which is incredible. Take a listen to J.D. Pritzker talking about Trende Aragua and how the FBI Border Patrol went in and took the apartment complex back when they did. You and I know this because the UK Daily Mail has covered it in Aurora and they've covered it in El Paso. What you find inside the apartment complex is always the same thing. Girls, not women, girls, they're selling for sex. Boys, they're selling for sex. Boys who were kidnapped that they then used as enforcers. You've seen this in New York, that gang in Central Park, Trende Aragua gang, led, its leader was 11. And he'd put a gun to your belly. And he did. And so, you know, the Democrats act like, oh, they're children. You shouldn't raid that apartment complex.
They're just picking up people who are brown and black and then checking their credentials. Are you a U.S. citizen? I don't know about you, but I don't carry around papers that say I'm a U.S. citizen. So you can imagine people are getting detained. They're getting arrested. U.S. citizens. And they did this, of course, when they raided a building in the middle of the night in South Shore. 130 people that were emptied out of this building. They were going after a few gang members. And instead, they broke windows, they broke down doors, they ransacked the place, and there were people that were held, I mean, elderly people and children zip-tied. Elderly people held for 3 hours at a time. They are the ones that are making it a war zone. They need to get out of Chicago if they're
okay,
not
what was that, Lee? That was a Trende Aragua conquered apartment complex. Is why
was,
they went
it was
in.
Occupied.
It was occupied, violently taken from, just as in Aurora and in El Paso, violently taken from the owner who was told, you can't come back on your own property. They flipped them. UK Daily Mail has noted this, and they sell women and children for sex and drugs out of these complexes. So, oh, leave the children alone. Why? So Trende Aragua can put them back on the market? Democrats know this, Lee. They know. They know what's going on. But they act like, oh, children in zip ties. Oh, no, why would you do that? Because, okay, remember when we documented, UK Daily Mail covered the El Paso raid and actually interviewed people who were heartbroken to see what was going on inside the prostitution ring in there, because they're pulling all these kids out. They're sitting on the curbs. That's who was in there. So, yes, there were kids. The Democrats are like, oh, if there's kids, we don't go in. No, if they're kids, we double go in because they're selling them. They're using them as enforcers because they know they're underage and they can't be charged. Listen to CNN do this.
I know that Trende Aragua and gangs and whatever, it's a catch-all to treat people however you want, to go in there and shred the Constitution or whatever else it is that you want to do. What I'm asking you is this. Do you think that children should have been zip-tied and pulled out of an apartment complex and traumatized like that? Yes or no?
I don't think children should be put in harm's way by transnational gangs.
Just answer the question. Yes or no? Do you think that children?
I don't accept the premise of your question.
I'm asking
the
you
government's not
whether
putting
or not
children in harm's way. Trende Aragua.
Real calm now. Real calm. Like
they're the ones putting children in harm's way.
Gentlemen to gentlemen, we have a responsibility for the way we treat people with the power that we have here in America, and we have a standard that we should treat human life with. And I'm asking you, very clearly, concisely, should children be treated that way? Does Scott Jennings like that?
I don't accept the premise of your question.
All right, cool.
I don't believe that the premise of your question is accurate. I would ask you back. Should children be allowed to live in an apartment building with Trende Aragua? Should the entire community of Chicago have to live with Trende Aragua because they hide behind these children?
But here's the thing.
That's my question.
Look up UK Daily Mail, Trende Aragua, El Paso, Trende Aragua, Aurora, and you'll see every time they go in, they do the raids, out come the kids. That's where the 300,000 went. Democrats know it, and that's why that is why they're doing this level of emphasis on just one raid, because they know we found the kids. By the way, they recovered in Midway Blitz not just 1,000 illegal immigrants, Lee, with criminal records, more than 1,000 children, too. So this is just in Illinois. So we found 1,000 of the 300,000 the Dems trafficked in and lost. Remember what they were doing, too. They were working with the gangs. Your gangster, you show up every week to pick up your child. A lot of children you have. Remember the whistleblowers from Health and Human Services who were Democrats who were like, these gangsters are picking up children. They are not theirs. They are not vetted. They're not background checked. They get a new one every week. That's where they went. Democrats know what's going on. Yeah. They know. And that's why they're getting ahead of these children coming out of this Trende Aragua facility, because they let this happen. And I think you're seeing the merger of the Democrat Party and these gangs, but I also think that the Democrats let them sell the kids, let them sell the fentanyl, let them sell the methamphetamine to keep them happy so they'll keep bringing the voters across these established human trafficking networks. We got to break the back of this cartel Democrat nexus. We got to, or we're going to lose this country.
Well, Democrats are willing to do anything and everything to defeat Trump, period.
Yeah.
That's what the goal is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see how Democrats react to what is going on in this country from a law enforcement standpoint. You are setting up Democrats to have to defend lawlessness at every level, whether it's on the border, whether it is illegal drug activity, whether it is the trafficking of women and children. You're setting up Democrats in support of illegal activity. That's what they're going to have to defend.
And have you noticed there's always an excuse? Well, they were breaking the law, but we have to let them have the children. Trende Aragua?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just children. Don't zip tie them. We don't know who's an enforcer at age 11, like the gangs that run in New York, where Trende Aragua is known to use these young boys as enforcers. They kidnap them and they bring them up here to America, We don't know who's who. We don't know who's just a child sex slave. We got to sort them out. Democrats don't want them sorted.
No.
Because they're evil. That's why. What's going on here is evil. But you know what was really good? I love how all the Democrats lied about, oh, no, we didn't hold back in Chicago. We didn't hold back the police. Not us. No, that's not true. And then we got the audio and the internal report. Yeah. They can't dispute it. So they first lied and then got busted. They're holding back the police. And here's what I want to know. If this is the new MO, what, ICE agent gets shot, does he get an ambulance in a blue city? Or no, now sanctuary city policies, you bleed out if you're ICE? Is that where we are? You know, I did this Friday and I was like, no, we can't be there. And then by Monday we were there. I mean, this may be where we are.
No.
And Lee, it's so bad that the national police unions are condemning Chicago.
Yeah.
Saying, wait, no. We don't let any other officer get surrounded by, 10 people rammed their vehicles, surrounded them, and you're just going to leave them there?
What's going to happen if you try that with a local county sheriff's office or city police office?
Oh, it's not going to go well.
No.
Not here in a red area either.
No.
They won't, we don't put up with that. That's why it doesn't happen here.
No.
It happens there because they put up with it. They're trying to get these, they're trying to get these agents killed. And I'm not the only one saying that. Kristi Noem said that this weekend. They know these cartels have bounties on these agents. That's why they call off the police. We cannot live like this, okay? There are areas of Mexico like this we've exhaustively documented on this show where they're so bold they just kill political candidates who refuse to get on their payroll. We will end up there if Trump doesn't do this. If we don't rip out these networks, and he is, and that's why they're panicking. Take their children back. No more selling the sex slaves. No more selling the meth. Rip the cartel networks out. And people, they are freaking because Trump's got the military in the border. Don't forget that. They can't get replacements back in the country. Not easily. These networks get ripped out. It'll take the Democrats and the cartels, but then I repeat myself, years to rebuild them. Because this is war. Trump's winning.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're not even hiding it. They're cool with violence. In fact, they love it. They try to foment violence. We saw that this weekend with the Chicago police held back on purpose. Boy, that was evil. And folks, it's daily now. It's like bombshells going off. They just can't help themselves. And Virginia is ground zero. The guy, think about this for a minute. Can you imagine living in this state, okay? The guy, Jay Jones, running for attorney general, he's the Democrat nominee. Texts of his from 2022 have just come out. In them, he's fantasizing about killing former Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert, because again, this is 2022. Gilbert was holding a memorial service for a black Democrat elder lawmaker who'd passed to honor his life. In texts sent to Republican House Delegate Kerry Coyner, Jones, who wants to again be the top cop in Virginia, entertained a hypothetical scenario in which he had a gun with only two bullets and was presented with two dictators and House Speaker Todd Gilbert. He said he'd shoot Gilbert twice every time. Well, after being admonished by Coyner, who's like, that's really sick, dude, stop. Jones calls her and continues to defend the use of political violence. Talking about hoping that Gilbert's two children who were under the age of 10 would die. Yes, I've told you this before. Only when people feel pain personally do they move, excuse me, on policy. Jones wrote that Gilbert and his wife were evil and they were breeding little fascists who, of course, needed to die, and that he would piss on the graves of Virginia Republicans when they died. You know, so normal Democrat stuff, I guess. Now, folks, if this was one of us, come on, you know. Folks, we remember the absolute atrocity of Nancy Pelosi's laptop being kind of damaged on January 6th, but nothing else really. And their horror, you know, of having to get the laptop repaired and how bad it was. Yeah, murder of the opponents, no big deal. In fact, they were trying to achieve that this weekend in Chicago. They just got busted when they held back the cops, let the thugs have a whack at it. Literally. Literally. So over the weekend, NBC News, just about every mainstream media, i.e. liberal media outlet, blocked this out. NBC News did have a guest who commented on it, though.
Can I also say in an interview with Leader Jeffries that can we stop with the pro-clutching about the mean tweets and sombrero tweets, that this week it came to light that a Democrat candidate for Attorney General State of Virginia called for the assassination of a political opponent, called for the assassination of that political opponent's family, and there's not one national Democrat calling for him to step aside.
No, they don't care.
It's disgraceful.
No, they don't care. He didn't even lose a single endorsement. The Democrat gubernatorial candidate's like, well, you know, he apologized. And you can't trust a guy like that. He's not going to protect Republicans when somebody tries to hurt or kill them. In that state, it's not happening. Folks, look at what just the last week has wrought. This came out over the weekend. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell is asked in a forum, you know, we have the fourth highest violent crime rate in the whole country. We got all these people running around, six or seven, you know, convictions. Should we at some point, sir, you're a Democrat, should we at some point like put them in prison?
The criminal system has had a disparate impact on black and brown communities. Let me lead with that. So when this person is committing six or seven crimes, I don't know his or her story. Maybe they were abused as a child. Maybe they're hungry. So my remedy is to find their life story to see how we could help first. I have no desire to put them in jail.
That's where they are, folks. Post George Floyd, they can't do it. They can't do it. If the person is brown, black, illegal immigrant, they are perceived by the Democrats as victims of the system. It does not matter what they do. It does not matter. That's where the Democrats are. That is dangerous. That's what we have to break. I mean, folks, Zohran Mamdani, I didn't even make enough of this last week. Asada Shakur, who murdered, cold blood executed a highway patrol trooper in New Jersey for making the mistake of just pulling her over. Convicted, sentenced to life in prison, jailbreak with the help of her Marxist friend. She escapes to Cuba while she lived her life out there, died at 78. The Democrat Socialist of America, Zohran Mamdani's party, the guy running to be mayor of New York, praised her life. What a wonderful person she was. She executed a trooper. Simple question, Mr. Mamdani. Do you condemn your party lauding her life, praising her? I mean, she's kind of an assassin. She killed an innocent trooper who just pulled them over. By the way, he didn't even know who they were, but deserved to die, apparently. How hard is it to say, yes, they shouldn't have tweeted that. I condemn that. No. We don't murder law enforcement officers. He wouldn't do it.
New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani refusing to condemn the Democratic Socialists of America tribute to convicted cop killer Asada Shakur. Mamdani pressed on the topic after the group said, quote, the American state brutally oppressed Asada and her Black Panthers party comrades.
Do you disavow your DSA comrades when they were kind of glorifying Asada supports because of his death in Cuba?
Look, I am running to be the mayor of New York City. I'm running to represent the people of this city. My focus is on the issues of this city, and I'm accountable to those very same New Yorkers.
Shakur was convicted in 1977 for murdering New Jersey.
Yeah, no, murder. Can you imagine being a cop or a law enforcement under that guy, officer? A little execution. It's fine. They probably deserved it. Yeah, no, I'm not condemning that. Modern Democrat Party, y'all. And then this weekend, the assassin who went to kill Brett Kavanaugh. DOJ asked for 30 years. He gets 8. Folks, the only reason he didn't do it is he got there and there was a security detail. Which, by the way, remember, Democrats refused under Joe Biden to enforce federal law that says you can't protest in front of a Supreme Court justice's home. This liberal loon heard about it and went, oh, cool, I could kill a Supreme Court justice. And he just about did. So now we know what a Supreme Court justice's life is worth 8 years. Now, if this was Sonia Sotomayor, we'd never hear the end of it. I mean, every Republican would have to condemn. We'd be told we did this with our rhetoric, but it's them, so it's no big deal. This is not going a good direction. They've got to pay a price for this politically, or it's never going to end. Well, the dual justice system's reached a new phase. Yeah, we watched it for years. Donald Trump facing 700 years in prison across 5 cases for doing nothing. Trumped up charges. A lot of that in New York, while Trende Aragua just runs around doing armed robbery after armed robbery and turned back out. Also in New York. See how this works? It's an extreme system. We've seen the one end of it, which is the Trump side of it. If you're a Republican, we'll use laws in the way they've never been used since the founding to put you in prison, but we'll let Trende Aragua run free. And what? I mean, come on. They're only on their 4th or 5th, armed robbery this month. It's no big deal. Hey, we'll let them, remember this, beat officers on camera. And the officer says, hey, go ahead and move on. No, you can't keep stealing women's purses here. And Trende Aragua says, yes, we will. And gives that officer better learn. He gets a beat down. No big deal. Trump, though. Trump faced, remember, 34 felony counts. He could have theoretically gone to prison just in New York for the rest of his life. Let Trende Aragua do whatever the heck they like. Democrat, two-tier justice. We're seeing a new version of this, with the DOJ opening a civil rights abuse investigation, they should, into the operations of the Portland Police Department. Why? Reporter Nick Sorter and reporter Katie Davis-Gord are outside the Portland facility. Both have been beaten by Antifa. You should see her face. A woman tried to gouge her eye out with a flagpole in front of a Portland police officer who told Katie Davis-Gord last week, well, it'd be too dangerous to arrest her. Dude, you just saw it. Yeah, I'm not going to arrest her. Oh, okay. Well, what about when Nick Shorter was being beaten by Antifa in front of Portland police?
The DOJ is launching an investigation into the arrest of independent conservative journalist Nicholas Sorter. He was one of a number of people arrested Thursday night by Portland police during the protest. After he was released from jail, he told Fox News that he never expected to get arrested.
I'm being jumped by Antifa thugs. I get back up, I stumble away and go back toward cops where I think, you know, at least, all right, well, maybe that'll be a safer place for me to go.
They arrest him. Let the Antifa thugs go. This is what's going to get ICE agents killed. Here's Fox News reporter Bill Malushin with the background.
What he told us is he was out here filming protesters as they were getting maced by federal agents. And he said it was a little embarrassing for the protesters because they were shrieking and crying about having the mace in their eyes. So they didn't like being recorded. So they kind of chased him down the street a little bit, then surrounded him and pushed him down into a flower bed. He says they then punched and assaulted him and he tried to defend himself. Take a listen.
So they threw a punch, they had multiple punches at me. They broke my camera by hitting that. So I was on the ground at that point. I tried to swing. I missed. I saw the opportunity to get up and get away. And that's when I went over to the police officers, which I thought, you know, maybe they'd help me. But no, instead they threw me in handcuffs. This is going to backfire on them tremendously. It already is, okay? People knew that something out here stunk and that it was corrupt and that the police are... They take the side of the violent criminals that are here every single day, assaulting ICE officers, assaulting journalists. And then a reporter comes and, you know, tries to embed deep within the chaos that's going in out here, and he's the one that gets arrested?
This is, as we've documented here, been going on for 90 days, where, in fact, there's the a woman from the apartments across the street from the ICE facility who, on behalf of our homeowners association, is suing the Portland police because they refuse to respond to noise violations and also assaults. So when you go down and you tell Antifa, please turn down the air sirens, we're trying to sleep, it's a violation of the noise ordinance, they beat you. And Portland police are like, well, you probably deserved it. I mean, Antifa rules the streets here. And that's what we're seeing. We are seeing for the first time Antifa and these violent black bloc groups, black shirts really, who are being given by the police control of the streets from Portland to Chicago. Here's the head of the Portland ICE building, where, again, I remind you, they have to keep a sniper around the clock, a federal sniper on the roof, just to keep Antifa from killing ICE agents.
They're not really supposed to respond to this building. Mm-hmm. There have been folks that have been assaulted right down here on the street at all.
Is that frustrating?
It is frustrating. It's frustrating for us to watch people be attacked on the street and know that we don't have the authority to be able to really step in unless there's some nexus to federal law. Mm-hmm. That's frustrating for us.
And that, in part, is why President Trump has said he is sending the National Guard here to Portland. He says the locals aren't doing their job when it comes to protecting this federal facility, so he's going to send the military in. But as of this morning, as you can see, the National Guard not out here just yet.
So they know. They know the police have their back from Chicago to Portland, and they're getting more violent. This is why the cartels are now openly putting $10,000 hits on the most productive ICE agent. And, you know, liberal judges can ignore that all they want, but Trump's going to win in the courts in the end. But, folks, I want you to understand what preceded this and what's been going on in Portland. We've been all over it. And what's been going on in Chicago? We've been all over that. Like, where would these thugs get the idea that 10 of them could ram the ICE vehicle, surround it, and that the leader of that crew could then emerge from her car with a semi-automatic weapon and point it at ICE agents? Where would she get the idea that that would be okay? Well, this is the woke mayor of Broadview, which is the area around Chicago. Take a listen. By the way, they have open investigations into ICE agents who they want to arrest, they say, for using pepper spray, tear gas, and rubber bullets to repel the liberal lunatics outside the Portland Center. So if you fight back, you're going to prison. They're not, but you are. This is the justice system. Take a listen to the mayor and the police chief.
The deployment of tear gas, pepper spray, mace, and rubber bullets by ICE near the processing center in the village of Broadview is creating a dangerous situation
to Chicago
for the community.
The Department of Homeland Security is running a disinformation campaign, and they are making war on my community. ICE has to stop unprovoked chemical arms attacks on peaceful protesters and on journalists. This behavior is not normal.
Broadview PD has officially opened criminal investigations into federal agents.
So that's Broadview right outside of Chicago. So if you're thinking like, wow, that is bold, thinking you can just surround these agents, ram their cars, terrorize them. Well, that's where they get the idea. They know PD's not coming because they're all Democrats. The police are Democrats. The mayor's a Democrat. They all know. Wait till you hear what else they did. This is incredible. They are getting ready to do something at that Broadview facility there in Chicago to help the violent Antifa lunatics get their hands on these ICE officers. This is the Democrat leadership. Wait till you hear this, folks. This is incredible. Talking about the two-tier justice system they're building in Portland, where literally Antifa is the highest form of law enforcement and the actual cops stand by and watch you get beaten by Antifa. Then they arrest you for bothering Antifa, which is what happened to Nick Sorter this weekend. We watched the video. It was all over X of Katie Davenport, just a reporter. Damn near had her eye gouged out by an Antifa thug in front of the Portland police, who just stood there and did nothing. When she asked, why don't you arrest her? You should see the wound she got on her eye. He said, oh, it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous. But arresting Nick Shorter for covering Antifa, which embarrasses them, that's not a big deal, apparently. Meanwhile, if you're wondering in Chicago why the police were held back, but also why the thugs thought they could surround those ICE agents, 10 of them ramming their car, blocking them in. And this is an incredible attack. One of the thugs pulls a semi-auto. ICE opens fire. She ends up driving herself to the hospital she lived. They call for backup from the police. The police are told they can't respond. Somehow the Antifa thugs seem to know they can't respond, because ICE agents come in as backup for the ones already, you know, in the shootout. And those ICE agents' cars gets rammed, and they get surrounded by a crowd of thugs who just suddenly seem to come out of nowhere. And it's because they're being doxxed. They're being reported on these apps. And they've got their own chat rooms too. Somebody's going to get killed. And I think that's the goal. In fact, Broadview Police Chief has just vowed, after these Antifa thugs ripped down, they have been smashing the glass and try to smash their way into the ICE facility. The ICE facility, the federal government, put up a gate, a fence, like a temporary fence around it. The police chief is now vowing to have it ripped down, so the protesters can get right up against the facility again, get to the agents. We've never seen this in America, folks. This is next level. It really is. All right. Mike Gallagher is up next. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Check out the Battleground America podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great rest of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.